Excuse me, I was...
I think Dorothy's decision to be quiet throughout that whole thing was well taken.
Oh, yes, yes.
And it certainly helps her in the election. At the time, I wasn't that sure that it was well taken.
Oh, I think everywhere she went, people would bring it up. And that was the better way for it to be brought up, by somebody saying, well, now, could you please tell us what this was all about?
But she wouldn't. She wouldn't talk about it. And her view was that she was going to be above the fray. And it, as I say, it may have worked out well for her. I recall, however, having had, having been very annoyed. For example, I was annoyed at her counsel. She had Fred Beezer's office represented her in that Colorado matter. And I remember talking to Fred Jr., Fred III, about it, and being quite upset over what I appeared to be a somewhat less than aggressive attitude on their part about the defense, you know. But I think that was part of their strategy, was to keep her appearing very ladylike and very non-aggressive and not all that assertive. But on the other hand, the argument about the Supreme Court shall not have the power to remove a judge was never raised by her lawyers. And I expressed some surprise about that. It cost me a couple of years of very long-standing friendship with Fred Beezer.
You know what struck me about this, if I may volunteer? Here's a political activity going on when Kelly, you know, the day after the appointment, this was raised and Blanchard wasn't even in office. And I'm talking about the validity of the extended, let's call it the extended appointment, the lasting beyond the start of the Blanchard gubernatorial period. But I thought, if you're talking about political forces and political rights and all that, which was bubbling right below the surface, this was not your standard lawsuit. And
no, it wasn't. And I'll say this, quite frankly, I didn't have real hard evidence, but I had some evidence, and I was convinced of it, and I am convinced of it to this day, that the genesis of that lawsuit was in the office of the Chief Justice.
Oh, dear.
The first drafts of the lawsuit were done by people working for Soapy Williams. And it was shipped from there to the Attorney General's office, and from there got massaged and came out as a lawsuit.
That's really something.
And the reason that Soapy was concerned about it was because Soapy wanted to be Chief Justice. He had wanted to be Chief Justice for years, and in fact had kind of stepped up to the plate on a couple of occasions and then counted noses, and Mary Coleman won it, so he backed away, trying to appear gracious, but he still wanted to be Chief Justice. This was his year, okay, and he had the votes lined up and it was ready to go. Now all of a sudden Blair Moody died and it was a new ballgame. Milliken comes in and appoints a Republican, and you've got Brickley, Ryan, and Riley at that point, and Fitzgerald.
Fitz would have been
Fitz
off
was,
in January.
He would have been off in January, but in December, Fitz was still there.
Yep.
And in fact, the four of them elected, because Mary Coleman had left, John Fitzgerald as Chief Justice. And John was Chief Justice for about a month or so. 2 weeks is all?
2 months.
2 months.
Until the end of the
okay.
year, right?
From the time of the election until the end of the year. So let me just finish the thought. The concern there was that if after January 1, it was going to be three Republicans and the four Democrats again, that the same stalemate that had existed which had caused Mary Coleman to be elected, would operate to elect some other Republican. The fly in the ointment then still being Chuck Levin, who himself wanted to be Chief Justice and wasn't very fond of Soapy Williams at all to begin with.